Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite books about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. And for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week, I want to share a passage with you from The Multi-Orgasmic Woman by Montauk Chia and Rachel Carlton Abrams, MD. Montauk Chia is the leading expert in the field of Taoist sexuality, and Rachel Abrams is a family practice physician specializing in women's sexuality. The Multi-Orgasmic Woman combines ancient Taoist practices with current sexual information and offers you a complex system of both physical practices and energy work to create more vitality in the female sexual system. In the book, they propose a 5-step path to female orgasm. The first 4 steps are focusing your intention, strengthening your pelvic muscles, kindling your sexual energy, and exploring your pleasure anatomy. I'm going to share a passage that focuses on the 5th step. Here it goes. So the passage is talking about while you're masturbating and you've implemented the first 4 steps, and they say, if you're still aroused and wish to orgasm, combine whatever touch is most arousing to you, breathe deeply, and begin the ascent to orgasm. Often using a clitoral stroke combined with vaginal penetration is a climactic combination. Don't forget about nipple stimulation or other bodily touch that arouses you. Try rhythmically contracting your PC muscles as you stroke your vagina and clitoris. This mimics the contractions of orgasm and can help you launch into orgasmic bliss. These techniques may be quite enough to send you over the edge. If they are not, it may be that you are having trouble with surrendering, which is the 5th step on the path to orgasm. Now that you've focused your intention, strengthened your PC muscles, kindled your sexual energy, and explored your pleasure anatomy, it's time to surrender to the orgasmic wave. You can have the perfect setting and all the right strokes, but if you can't let go of conscious control and surrender to the orgasmic process, you can hover at the edge of orgasm forever. If you are someone who likes to be in control in your life, this may be the hardest part of becoming regularly orgasmic. But think of this as an incredible opportunity. This is the one place in your life that it is completely safe and extremely fun to let go and surrender to your body's pleasure. This is your own sensual freefall, ladies, and it's the best ride you'll ever go on. Despite our best intentions, most women cannot orgasm by focusing on orgasm. When we focus on getting to our goal, we stay in our heads and do not fully inhabit our bodies, thereby making it more difficult to orgasm. To orgasm, relax into the enjoyable sensations in your body and don't stop yourself. As the pleasure builds and intensifies, don't resist. Surrender to your body's celebration. When reaching for orgasm, it's not so much about climb, climb, climb. It's more about slide. I like to think of it as falling back into orgasm and letting the orgasmic wave move through you. End quote. So I do agree that this step of letting go can be the hardest for many women. This idea of surrendering, of letting go of control, and giving yourself over completely to the sensations in your body is a really foreign concept for a lot of modern women who focus on keeping everything together, staying in control, keeping their lives moving at this rapid pace we've become accustomed to. And so when it comes time to focus on orgasm, a lot of women stay caught up in their heads and don't feel safe or don't have the skills to totally surrender to pleasurable sensation, which is what needs to happen in order to experience orgasm and certainly multiple orgasms. So the first thing I want you to do is think about the metaphors you use when you're thinking about having an orgasm. We get a lot of email from women who say that they enjoy sex, they can build up arousal, but they can't quite make the leap or take the plunge. And I want you to think about the metaphors you use for orgasm and find out if they're relaxing to you or if they feel kind of stressful. taking the plunge might indicate loss of control, being submerged, being threatened, and this might not be something your mind can get on board with. And so in the passage I read to you, they talk about sliding into orgasm or falling back into it and being caught up in the wave. And so if you're having trouble relaxing and surrendering into orgasm, start with the language you use and make sure it's a language that feels exciting and relaxing and fun for you rather than scary or threatening in any way. And then I want you to look at, can you orgasm by yourself but not with your partner? A lot of women have no trouble reaching orgasm during masturbation, but when it comes to partnered sex, it's a much more difficult task. And the question here is it about the stimulation and the arousal, or is it about the surrender? Because if it's about stimulation, we can work on that. All of the techniques in our Foreplay Mastery course help teach your guy how to stimulate you for maximum arousal. And together, you can explore those strokes and techniques and learn what works for you. And he can learn, he can be trained to touch you well and to bring you to high levels of arousal. But then only you can do that final step of surrendering into the sensations. And so if you're able to build high levels of arousal but not surrender, you want to look at what conditions would help you relax into sensation and have that orgasm and share it with your partner. And this might be a relationship thing. You might want to build more trust and connection. It might be getting over body shame and fear about how you look when you orgasm. And it might, again, just be about getting your mind on board and coming up with that metaphor that would help you fully surrender at that moment of climax. But I think for a lot of women, the issue is really about the ability to focus on pleasurable stimulation while relaxing. It's a very acquired skill to be able to focus just on sensation in your body and not let your mind wander off into your to-do lists, into concerns and worries, into shame, into fear. The ability to just focus on sensations needs to be developed for a lot of women. And one way to practice this is through massage. Instead of trying to practice in the heat of sex and when you're with your partner or masturbating and everything is really charged, you can practice the skill of focusing on sensations while receiving a massage, either from your partner at home, like we suggest in our couples massage course, or through a professional massage. A massage is a really amazing time to spend a stretch of time focused exclusively on relaxing and receiving pleasurable touch. And as you get better at the skill of training your mind to just focus on sensations and relax into pleasure, this skill will translate beautifully into your bedroom. We've seen it work for hundreds and hundreds of women who were too tense, too distracted to receive pleasure. We suggested starting to receive massage, and lo and behold, over time, they became much more proficient at the skill of receiving pleasure. So, my challenge for you this week is to find an opportunity to focus exclusively on receiving pleasure. This can be during masturbation, during massage, or even during a great meal or having a beautiful cup of coffee. Anytime you're receiving pleasure of any of your senses, you can focus your mind on receiving that pleasure fully and cutting out all distractions. So if you're having a beautiful latte, instead of looking around the room and judging other people and thinking about what you're going to do next and thinking about the bills that need to be paid, you can train your mind to focus exclusively on the pleasures of that cup of coffee. How does the mug fit in your hand? Can you feel the warmth moving through the porcelain into your palm? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What is the texture of that steamed milk on your tongue? How does it feel rolling down your throat? By focusing on the entire sensual experience, you're giving yourself the opportunity to focus exclusively on that pleasure and receive it fully. and notice what happens. Do you enjoy that cup of coffee more? Does it nurture you and nourish you more than it would if you had just glugged it down without thinking about it? So this is all about mindful pleasure and a reminder that you can cultivate this in your everyday life during any kind of pleasure that you're receiving, especially during sensual pleasures such as massage, and then that skill will translate beautifully into your sex life, and you may find it easier to surrender into the waves of orgasmic bliss. Okay, so you can find a link to The Multi-Orgasmic Woman if you want to check out the rest of the book at pleasuremechanics.com on our podcast archives page. This is episode 108, and you'll find it at pleasuremechanics.com. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter for a free weekly dose of erotic inspiration and sex advice. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Chris. This has been our weekly episode of Just the Tip. We'll see you on Friday for a full episode of Speaking of Sex. Cheers.